story from mid-80s when she went to Democratic Republic of Germany, DDR. And when they arrived there, they got the money exchanged here, which, you know, the amount which was allowed. But then they got so much money because there's been some sort of monetary reform in Germany. And suddenly they were there and they had so much money they didn't know what to do with it. And one person couldn't sleep for 3 days because he just didn't know what to buy with this money. Really, it was just like, you know, what will I do with this money? So she bought, for example, lots of wool and they all bought boots and shoes and clothes. And then she bought a big sort of knife, like a sort of army knife type of knife, to her friend, which was allowed to be bought back to USSR. So she hid it into her boot. But then the Lithuanian girls, for example, they were not allowed to bring back wool. So they would just all knit the wool into big scarves. Like, they would just keep knitting there so that when they're in scarf forms, they could bring it over as their own clothes or something like that. And then, you know, it was just kind of like hilarious experience how they were there. And they were a really strange group. It was one of those friendship groups again, sort of like put together from Soviet Union, different parts, but the young people. And they were taken to the Berlin Wall and shown the gate that the freedom is there. But then they were supposed to take some sort of flowers to some concentration camp area, and one girl was late. And when she entered the bus, she kind of asked, "Who's died?" And everybody laughed like their heads off. And they had a few other incidents like that. And then the bus driver was very careful of not taking them anywhere too close to the Western border because he was afraid that they would all run away.
Okay. Very close to the west, they could almost touch it, but of course that was, you know,
The guards were there, but still.
So, yeah, there was a clear difference between the freedom, where there was lots of lights on streets and you could see that it's all lit up,
but then in the DDR, there was no street lights, so it was totally dark. And